When Wally and the Beef found that father knew best and asked what they could do for their country, Eddie asked Miss Cleaver what got into her beaver, who had joined the Marines with Lumpy. I dreamed of Jeannie one hard day's night, the day after Camelot fell. I remember the innocence lost that day that came with a license to kill. Old Jed loaded up the truck and drove the twilight zone out of black and white into surreal. Same bad time, bad channel, in purple tights and the blood red of war front newsreels. And though they were more popular than Jesus, the Eggmen had egg on their face. That could not take away from the music that took us evermore lost in space. Gilligan's hormones kicked in with Marianne in the lagoon that summer of love. While Darren blamed Samantha for the power she had, he was secretly covetous of. And then all went helter-skelter, but we joined hands at Yasger's farm and took one giant leap for mankind that gave us a shot in the arm. But the bloom was off the apple. We heard that beaver died in Vietnam. As Archie stood firm by his president in the storm before the calm, Gidget ran off with a bandit. She grew up before our very eyes. Opie turned Richie and turned the camera around in a very Brady surprise. We were bored with Ford and found a plain smile just in time for the last big hurrah. But all that staying alive and talking jive could not mask the malaise at all. The king died in a Saturday night fever sweat, and we all caught a big chill, asking what our country could do for us, and moved on to find the next thrill. It was morning in America. Anything goes, and everything did. More Death Valley days, back to the future, looking backward to what lay ahead. Durwood got wise and realized Larry Tate just had to go. After the castaway's rescue, a story broke why Mr. Howe had brought a chest full of dough.
On a 3-hour tour, he just had.
When Batman grew dark and brooding, and the Joker ever more wild, we learned that Beaver had not really died in the Nam, and Samantha dumped Dillweed back a while. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free, helping Contras by helping Iran. Home alone with Adam's family values fits so well in that laissez-faire plan. A salesman came a-calling with a handshake and a smile. We weren't getting any kinder, gentler, So we asked him to stay for a while. Beaver met his beloved Marcia Brady on the set of Jerry Springer last fall. Both had ex-lovers who'd slept with their mothers, and their eyes met during the brawl. By the time we got back to Woodstock, it was 7 million in the black, and everywhere was master charge. Sometimes you just can't go back. But Gilligan and Marianne did just that, went back to start over again. No boat, no light, no motor car, no place to plug a TV set in.